investment in Northern BC, $60
billion? It's incredible.
Where are we going to see that from?
You're going to see that across the range of mining companies, pipeline development, gas development, forestry, bioenergy, just every range of industry is active in Northern BC right now. And Northern BC and rural BC is responsible for 70% of the province's export wealth right now, which is a little known fact. It's booming.
When pipelines come into the discussion, when you hear it going around, I know you're not going to take a position on that, but what does the pipelines mean to Northern British Columbia?
Well, there are many proposed projects, and I think you'll find in rural and northern BC communities, it's not about how big the project is, it's about how local it is. It's about responsible development, environmental and safety design that bar none is best in the world, and the ability to employ local contractors, local suppliers and businesses, and that's really what rural and northern BC cares about. But that $66 billion that you referred to in terms of the amount of major project development that will be happening in central and northern BC, it rivals the sort of activity that you'll see in real estate development in Vancouver. It's a tremendous amount of development for an area that has only 8% of the province's population.
Mm-hmm. How does Northern British Columbia, I mean, you're hearing the criticism that's going on about development in that area, such as the pipeline. How do people in that area view that kind of criticism? I mean, obviously they're going to see it different than, say, somebody here in Victoria.
Well, you know, every project has its controversy. Just look at the bike lanes in downtown Vancouver.
Absolutely.
It's impossible to avoid controversy, but Northern BC has a long history of embracing projects that create well-paying jobs and build communities. We roll up our sleeves and make things happen. We're not adverse to all of the resource and traditional industries. Those are what built our area of the province, as long as they're good stewards of the environment and they create positive impacts for communities. And like I said, it's about how local the positive effects are. We care about that, but in terms of opportunities, if people have ever felt underemployed or shut out of the housing market in Victoria or Vancouver, you have to come north. There is unbelievable opportunity to advance careers, have a great lifestyle, buy a home for less than $300,000, and have the same quality of life and more disposable income than you have in a metropolitan area.
What kind of areas are we talking about that you think people should move to?
Well, anywhere across these communities. Really, the development this go-around and what we're seeing coming is spread quite evenly across the north. But if you look at the Dawson Creek area, functionally, there is no unemployment in the northeast and in the Dawson Creek area. The average age has dropped to 33. It's a vibrant community. If you look at the indie music scene in Fort St. John, fantastic. There are young people that are making a great living, own their own homes, hit the Starbucks in the morning, same as anybody else might. Great independent coffee houses, though, and if you look at Prince George, for example, the highest number of live theater subscriptions per capita in BC. So it's not the backwater. It is a great place to be with a great lifestyle and opportunity.
Why do you think we're not as aware of that as you are laying out right now?
Well, I think, sometimes people get set in a very small perimeter of where they go to school or where they go to work and just haven't traveled and experienced the warmth, the energy, and the excitement that's happening in many of these rural areas where you can have such a great lifestyle. I mean, in the north, we find that we can have mortgages that we can make disappear in a decade instead of three or four decades. We can move into retirement mortgage-free. We can take our families for 2-week vacations in a warm spot in the winter. come down to Vancouver, Victoria, and enjoy all that you see but don't have the time or the money to enjoy, perhaps, in 1 week we can blitz it and then head back up where there's no traffic.
Mm-hmm. What about healthcare in your
healthcare,
region?
Healthcare is actually really good. We've got a new cancer center opening in Prince George this fall. A university teaching hospital of the north in Prince George. We've got cancer treatment all across the north. New hospitals that are being built imminently in Burns Lake and Haida Gwaii. So even the smallest centers have health care. And the Northern Health Authority is doing some really innovative things around staffing doctors on salaries in smaller rural communities where they have balance in their lives, they have a salaried income, and they're happy to take advantage of the recreational amenities, great ski hills, great golf, and the lakes.
Janine, thanks for coming on. Very interesting conversation. I do appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you. Janine North.